Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election. And maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House. And so for me, this isn't a question about polling. It's not a question about politics. It's a moral question about the future of our country. And I think it's critically important for us to come to grips with what we face if together we put this country on the path of electing Donald Trump again.
So the New York Times headline today is that Democratic senators have decided Biden can't win but are doing nothing because they can't force him out. And a lot of them saying behind closed doors that he can't win. Well, Senator Bennett there of Colorado, Democrat, somebody asked him that reports say behind closed doors you said he can't win. And he, in a mini profile in Courage, unlike most of the other politicians, said, yeah, I said it behind closed doors. I should say it out loud. I'm not going to pretend I didn't. And so he said, I wanted to go on, I think, CNN and tell you what I said behind closed doors. Now, most of the other people out front are saying, Biden, 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 I'm with Joe, just making kind of blanket statements of support without addressing what they're reportedly saying behind closed doors. But Senator Bennett did say it out loud. And, you know, this is a data-driven argument. Very much so. So here, a little bit of the latest polling that is out. The Cook Political Report, one of your more respected polling organizations, has moved a whole bunch of states toward Trump. For instance, Arizona, they've moved from a toss-up state to a leaning Republican. Same with Georgia. Same with Nevada. New Hampshire went from likely Democrat to lean Democrat. So it's still Democrat, but it's slid. Nebraska the same, Minnesota the same. So every single one of those states moved closer to Trump. Some of them now leaning Trump. I mean, if he wins those along, well, Wisconsin poll, this is Biden's own polling organization. This leaked out yesterday. Biden's own polling organization has Trump up by 5 in Wisconsin. Wow.
There was some talk of this Bloomberg poll that came out over the weekend that showed a little movement toward Trump. It, one, looks like an outlier, and two, even with it, Trump won. And right. Trump was up like 9 in Pennsylvania, which is the key to the whole election in many ways that you structure how do you get to 270.
And I must point out that the great challenge of polling is that it's very difficult to figure out who's actually going to show up to vote. Figuring out who's really a likely voter is an enormous challenge for pollsters. And if indeed things continue on a similar trajectory or even just settle in to where they are now, and Trump can avoid any overt, you know, inflaming the suburbs or whatever, the turnout, the enthusiasm, and therefore the turnout, on election month, week, whatever we're doing now these days, among Democrats is going to be miserably low. Yeah. Miserably, which is going to just crush the down ballot races. And anybody who tells you, I heard some congressman say, well, I tell you what, we don't need to worry. The presidency will take care of itself. We need to focus on the down ballot races. Hey, it's dopey, but it's true. The presidential race determines who shows up to vote. So it has an enormous effect on the down ballot stuff.
And here's the most impressive polling information that came out yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. So my point was going to be, so some of those lean this or whatever might shift another notch or even two based on miserable turnout. It could happen.
Yeah, people like the raging Cajun, what's his name?
James Carville.
James Carville are talking landslide now. Yeah, that's what the polling looks like, if you want to be honest about it. A landslide for Donald Trump. Anyway, this came out yesterday. This is the first time that a Republican has been ahead after July 4th in a quarter century in a presidential race. He's up by about 3.5 in your RCP average of the big polls. In 2020, you know, Biden's going around saying, they counted me out in 2020. They were wrong in 2020. In 2020, he was up 9 points at this point. Oof. In the election, in the average of the big polls. 9! And he barely won when he was up 9. How about when he's behind almost 4? You think he's going to win? Hillary was up almost 5 at this point in 2016. Barely lost. Obama was up 2.5. Obama was up 4. Kerry was up 2. So there hasn't been a Republican ahead at this point since Bush ahead of Gore in 2000.
And are people hip to why that is? Because the coastal states are so enormously Democrat, they kind of distort the national picture.
Right. But the point being, a Republican can still get elected and... obviously, and lose the general or be behind at this point. But how about if a Republican is ahead?
Oh, no.
That Democrat has no chance.
Nixon 72, man. Landslide.
God dang it. The autopsy on this, when it's written, is going to be something.
Oh, speaking of which, I thought the Wall Street Journal editorial board absolutely nailed it with something I was reading yesterday. They were talking about how the attempt to defeat Trump through the courts... instead of at the polls, I might say in addition to at the polls, but anyway, they said it turned out to be one of the greatest political miscalculations in presidential history, and they went into the various cases and how they went sideways and all, but everybody's familiar with that. But they ask, is there a Hall of Fame for political backfires? Democrats cheered on the prosecutions of Trump, hoping they'd guarantee his defeat. Instead, they re-energized his re-election effort. They go into the Bragg thing, stretched misdemeanors into felonies. Almost immediately, Mr. Trump's support in the GOP primary jumped several points, and in the Real Clear Politics average, it never again fell below 50%.
Is something. We were saying at the time, what Bragg did was push people who were like, ah, man, I can't handle Trump, into, you know, I'm going to back him, screw you people.
Right.
That's what happened.
The way I phrased it as a extremely Trump-hesitant conservative is, no matter what I think of Trump and how risky I think he is as a president, and I do, the idea of rewarding that sort of lawfare is so repulsive to me. It's morally repugnant. It's constitutionally repugnant. It's just a terrible, terrible idea. I don't want to live in Brazil. If I did, I would move there. So, yeah, you can't reward that, even if you don't love Trump. Well, anyway.
So I wanted to get this on. This is on the ongoing topic of, hey, media, did you just figure out that Joe Biden is struggling as an old man? I mean, you really, if you weren't just outright lying, if you actually, like, had fooled yourself into believing, no, he's got a stutter or whatever.
Oh, wow, man.
You're delusional. But anyway, so George Will wrote quite a scathing piece in the Washington Post. And this is particularly about Morning Joe on MSNBC, who it was about a month and a half ago now, same day that Mark Halperin came out and said, I need to let everybody know, behind the scenes, people are saying there's been a drastic change in Joe Biden the last 45 days. And turned out to be absolutely true. That same day, the Wall Street Journal put out their piece that behind the scenes, Joe Biden was really, really struggling. And Morning Joe savaged the Wall Street Journal and anybody who believed that, and what a weak piece it was. And that's what George Will's writing about here. The bleeding sheep on MSNBC's Morning Joe, reminiscent of a chorus of quadrupeds in George Orwell's Animal Farm, were vehemently wrong in denouncing the Wall Street Journal's meticulously reported June 4th catalog of the abundant evidence of Biden's decline. They called it tilted, shocking, a classic hit piece. A hit piece. It's a hit piece to describe Joe Biden as declining? You got to be kidding me. Back to George Will. That the sheep are still on the air, dispensing undiminished certitudes, is evidence of two things. That outside of a few bastions of meritocracy and accountability, such as professional sports, there is no penalty for failure in contemporary America, and that many prominent people have the scary strength that comes from being incapable of embarrassment. I thought that was really good.
Wow, that's a great phrase right there.
We're into, we talked about a post-truth world years ago. We're into a post-embarrassment world. You don't have to be held. You can make a very strong, solid claim, be proven to be not only wrong, but like you knew you were wrong at the time, and it just doesn't matter.
Well, Trump has that scary power of being immune to embarrassment.
Yep.
Well, and what's important in both cases, especially Morning Joe's, is as long as they consistently signal their tribal allegiance, their tribe's not going to reject them for being wildly, completely wrong, dishonest. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Scarborough, who's got like four homes now and travels around the world, would say, yeah, you're not my audience, dude.
No, he's got the ear of the President of the United States, which he gets through, you know, use your own colorful metaphor for kissing up to someone, which he does on a regular basis.
And to the audience that wants that. Right.
Right, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a ton Performing of money.
Acts, even Dr. Jill is.
But you would think.
Going forward.
You would think, you know, we live in a post-shame world, but you would think a couple of weeks after you called it a hit piece and embarrassing that people would fall for it, when it turns out to be 100% correct, maybe even understated, that you'd have at least some pause. But no.
I can picture so easily breaking into MSNBC's regular programming and having Joe Scarborough say, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to address the entire audience. What I do is execute the marching orders of the Democratic Party, even if I find them ridiculous from time to time, to keep Trump out of the White House. So if I'm ever wrong or dishonest, I'm just trying to promote the Democratic Party. And his audience would say, yeah, we get that. You're good. We're good.
I don't know if that's his ultimate
goal.
The
world we live in.
I think his ultimate goal is to be rich and famous. And that
has
turned
out
to be
the, I think.
That has turned out to be the best way to get there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I agree completely.
As a lifelong pro-life fiscal conservative who got to Congress on that, is now become rich and famous and has the ear of the president by being completely the other direction. And he might be like so many people have gone at this point where it's just like, it's all over. I've gone so cynical. I'm just going to get what's mine. I'm going to do what's best
right.
for me.
I mean, he's the classic case of if you can't beat him, join him. He got to D.C., became brutally disillusioned. He's a very bright guy and used to be principled. And he thought, wow, there's no fight in this, so how do I get mine? And this is how. And he's done well.
Maybe I should watch him and take a page out of that.
Yeah, well, too late for that.
Too late. Yeah. Missed that train.
Too stubborn.
We got a lot more on the way and a bunch of different topics to get to. Definitely want to play a Parkinson's doctor that was interviewed by NBC as the media continues to be on this story. I wonder how long that will last, but they actually interviewed a Parkinson's doctor on NBC who had some devastating comments, among other things, this hour. So stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty. Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC+,
you can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every day. Time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Reportedly, in order to decrease the chance of Biden falling, also changed his wardrobe. So instead of traditional dress shoes, Biden now wears maximum stability sneakers. Yes, it's a very kind way of saying orthopedic shoes. No, Grandpa, this isn't a walker. It's a maximum stability locomotion blaster. And the front legs, see down there, they have advanced technology tennis balls. Now finish your pudding. I mean extreme energy gel.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That was a little much for me.
Right.
The left has turned, man. Oh, speaking of which, we were going to go in a different direction, but this is getting a bunch of attention. Nancy Pelosi, and we'll play the clip for you in a few minutes, but she's on. You have a cough button,
yeah,
don't you?
I keep forgetting.
It's disgusting, Katie. Am I wrong?
It is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, you got the coughing and the phlegm. Just cool it.
Lack of professionalism. So people have been waiting for Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, right. Nancy
Pelosi. Chuck Schumer or Barack Obama to really say things because they actually have a little sway with their party. So what has Nancy said?
Well, why don't we go ahead and play it, Michael? It's 59, just came in.
So, Madam Speaker, you just went through the president's record, but let me ask you about the current moment. Does he have your support to be the head of the Democratic ticket?
As long as the president has, it's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short. I think overwhelming support of the caucus. It's not for me to say. I'm not the head of the caucus anymore. But he's beloved. He is respected. And people want him to make that decision, not me.
He has said he has made the decision. He has said firmly this week he is going to run. Do you want him to run?
I want him to do whatever he decides to do. And that's the way it is. Whatever he decides, we go with.
Well, today's word is equivocal.
A winter chicken there. Not a spring chicken. A winter chicken.
I was going to say, do we have anybody like in their 60s even?
She got that old lady with her teeth sliding out, commenting on whether the other guy is too old to be president.
Do you support him? It's up to him. He has to decide. Well, he's decided. Well, he should decide. Oh, man. That reminds me of an incident from my parenting days when my son announced that he didn't want to play baseball anymore. He had a terrible coach. It was unfortunate. But I said, well, you got plenty of time to think about it. Then he brought it up again and said, you know, Dad, I don't want to play ball. And I'm like, yes, no problem. It's a couple of months ago. We got plenty of time to think about it. Finally said, I've already thought about it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good point, son. This reminds me of that. Well, he should think about it if he's running for president. He is running. He's literally running. Well, he should think about it a little more. They clearly, really, really want him to not run. But
what do you think she was trying to communicate? Or was she trying not to communicate anything?
Well, I think everybody who's saying nobody can really call an end to it, but Joe Biden is right. And she was, in the most gentle ways, from the ancient heights of power in the Democratic Party, saying, you probably ought to pull out, old man.
Hmm.
She was absolutely trying to tell, like I was trying to tell my son, I really would love for you to play baseball, and I think you should. She was telling him, you ought to pull out.
Right. Right.
Coming up, it's up to you, Jack. Two choices. High-tech American weapons no longer work against Russia. Ooh. Or why America's berries have never tasted so good. I'll let you think about it.
Why America's berries have never tasted so good.
So delicious American berries.
Oh, my God. A lot more on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've heard me talk a long time about the great cell phone service I get from Pure Talk, my cell phone company, versus the cost of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Now, you hear just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, plenty of data, and you're thinking, all right, what is the catch? There's no way Pure Talk can offer the same cell service that cheap. Well, I say just ask thousands of my fellow listeners who have made the switch like me. They are loving that they're on America's most dependable 5G network, the same cell towers, same 5G network, and you pay, on average, less than $1,000 a year per family. Anyway, what are you waiting for? It's time to start supporting companies that share your values, like creating American jobs and supporting our veterans. It's time to make the switch today with no contract, 30-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Dial #250, use the keyword save now. You'll save 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now, and start saving now. On
you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey,
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Wow, we just played you the tepid response from Nancy Pelosi. She's been keeping her powder dry. And a lot of pundits saying, you know, you watch Nancy Pelosi, watch Chuck Schumer, what those people say, because they're the only ones that really have any power. She made a very so here's the way the Wall Street Journal did their headline on it. Pelosi signaled that Biden should reexamine his decision to stay in the race. And New York Times says Nancy Pelosi suggested that President Biden should reconsider his decision to stay in the race. So
even the USA Today, Nancy Pelosi appears to question whether Biden should be the Democratic nominee, says it's up to him.
I don't know if she wanted it to go that far. She is being pretty hesitant to say that, but that's what the headlines are out of her commentary. Okay, that's where we are. And why? Because his brain doesn't work. In what way does his brain not work? None of us know for certain, but I thought it was very brave of NBC to actually pursue this whole Parkinson's story. They had a board-certified neurologist on who does this for a living to answer questions. His name is Tom Lamas, or NBC's Tom Lamas. What's the name of the doctor? It doesn't really matter.
Dr. Tom Pitts.
Dr. Tom Pitts. But here's how this sounded.
So my first question to you is, as somebody who's a neurologist, what you've seen from the president over the last 2 years, what you saw at the debate, the last few interviews, the way he speaks, the way maybe he walks, have you noticed anything that gives you a red flag as a doctor?
Oh, yeah, I see him 20 times a day in clinic. I mean, it's ironic because he has just this classic features of neurodegeneration. I mean, word-finding difficulties, and that's not, oh, I couldn't find the word. That's from degeneration of the word retrieval area.
A guy who does it for a living saying, I see him 20 times a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go on.
It also overcomes stuttering, though. Could that be part of that, too?
No, this is not a palatal issue or a speech discrepancy, which is very different from a lemino dysfunction, actual word retrieval, where you pick a similar question or talk around the issue, plus the rigidity, monotone voice.
Wait, go back to that, the rigidity. What do you mean?
Rigidity, loss of arm swing, standing up lordotically. You notice when he turns, it's kind of end block turning. It's not a quick turn. That's one of the hallmarks of Parkinson's, is rigidity and bradykinesia. A slow movement, and he has that hallmark, especially with the low voice. He said was a cold hypophonia, a small monotone voice like this over time is a hallmark of Parkinsonism. I could have diagnosed him from across the mall.
I can't keep saying this, but I'm gonna. So NBC, you just noticed this now? You didn't decide to have a doctor on talking about this 6 months ago, when he was doing the same thing, turning very stiffly, lifting his knees up in a very weird way when he walks, and then obviously his speaking problems.
Right, right. And I don't know if we need the next couple of clips. They describe the movement disorders, but it's stuff Jack was just describing.
Well, I don't need to hear it, but I noticed that when he walked into the debate. I mean, when he walked into the debate, in the first 5 seconds, I was, holy crap, because he's doing that. And then after the debate, I don't know if you've seen the video where Jill leads him down the stairs, but the way he lifts his knees so high is completely not the way people normally walk.
Yeah, and Parkinson's is both an emotional, intellectual, and physical movement disorder. The part I was willing to skip over was he asks the doctor, but Parkinson's is famously hard to diagnose, isn't it? And the doctor says, well, at the very beginning, yes.
when a patient becomes aware of, you know, I'm not walking normally, or I'm having these weird hallucinations in some cases, or I've got a tremor in my left hand and I can't seem to stop it. Well, yeah, it's not, you don't take a blood test and it comes up like you got gonorrhea, you have Parkinson's. There are a number of tests that you undergo. And in its very infancy, when the signs are subtle, yes, it's difficult to diagnose. But as the doctor makes clear, when it's full blown and advanced, no, it's a lot like cancer. No, I can see you have a tumor. This is no longer the, this is tough to diagnose part of it. Not at all.
Wow.
For folks, new listeners, whatever, my mom died of complications from Parkinson's a couple of years ago and suffered bravely with it for quite a number of years. And it's different for different patients, but there's yeah. absolutely nothing I heard the doctor say that rung the slightest bit untrue.
You've mentioned that a lot, that it's different for different patients. I've got some family friends. Man, what a situation. They're older. They met. They got married. And shortly thereafter, they both got diagnosed with Parkinson's. And they're Great going stuff. Through it together. But they have completely different set of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
At roughly the same age, getting diagnosed at roughly the same time. And one of them is more physical and one of them is more mental. But it's interesting. Yeah.
What a, God what bless a
horrible oh. thing that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want to roll on with, let's go with 64, Michael.
Let me ask you, if you had, you know, and I know you can't, you have no idea what happened in the White House, but a neurologist coming 8 times in 8 months, does that tell you anything? Is that, I mean, I know you're just yeah. sort of speculating here, but does that tell you anything or no?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're like the best of friends or something, but that's a very specific, you know, he's a movement disorder. That's a subspecialist in exactly what he has. And there's very few young people, like a Marine guard. Most people would be med boarded out for any type of movement disorder at a young age. Like if you had Huntington's, chorea, early onset Parkinson's, dystonia, bad essential tremor, you're usually med boarded out. So I highly doubt there's...
What does that mean, med boarded out?
Med boarded. I mean, the military would not let you... If you have seizures, for example, you cannot usually be in the military. That is, you are
so
medical
you're saying,
boarded
you're saying-
out.
What he's responding to is KJP at the press briefing saying, well, no, the neurologist movement disorder specialist is coming as part of a routine check of the military personnel who work at the White House. And this doctor is pointing out that if they had any of that stuff that this guy specializes in, they wouldn't be in the military at all, much less working in the White House.
Oh, wow. That is an interesting angle that nobody had picked up on.
More with Dr. Tom Pitts.
Let me ask you, if you had, you know, and I know you, you know, a lot of people have called for a cognitive test. What exactly would that entail? What does that mean?
Now, that's the key, because word finding, retrieval, doesn't necessarily mean you don't know what you want to say. What I cannot comment on is his ability to make good decisions. His motor symptoms are degenerating. He has Parkinsonism. That is a fact. You know, he has degeneration of the brain. Show me the MRI. Show me he doesn't. You know, put your money where your mouth is. He definitely has it. But the problem is, when you look at his situation, you can't say, oh, I know for a fact that because he didn't retrieve the word, he didn't know what he wanted to say. And that's why both him and Trump should take the 4-hour neuropsychological testing, which is the hallmark test for cognitive performance.
Interesting.
Do you want to hear his description
yeah.
of that test?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
What do you do in this test?
A lot of things. So, for example, they may have you say, like, say as many words as you can in a minute that start with F, block building, retrieval. I may say cup and have you recall it 3 minutes later, trail drawing. These are done with a professional, a PhD in neuropsychology. It has nothing to do with psychiatry. And we can tell if you have vascular.
It's 4 hours long?
4 hours. It's a full day. We tell people, bring a snack. It is a full day. And that, so not the MoCA, which was a bedside test that President Trump took. You know, these are tests that are screening tests. They don't rule in, you know, if you do great.
There's no way to sort of lie in this test, to sort of ace it even though you're sick.
No way. This one will come out in the wash. For example, if I do the bedside exam to an accountant and I ask them, what's 100 minus 7? Even the worst neurodegenerated patient, if they worked at a high education level or something like that, is going to get that right. But in the 4-hour test, it will come out.
Yeah,
it's 45, by the way. Everybody knows that. Final clip, I think, is telling, then we can comment.
Finally, I mean, you said you're a Democrat, you're a doctor. You sound like you're frustrated with what the White House is saying.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because, you know, I'm an American before everything. And I look at it and say, when I used to see Russia, Soviet Union, North Korea, when they just make outrageous things, you know, like when North Korea can't keep the lights on and they say, oh, you know, it was some faulty power thing. I kind of hate that kind of stuff. They had 4 years, my own party had 4 years to find, you know, this was a wreck in slow motion. And they had 4 years to find out of 350 Americans, one person that could take the place. And here we are the day before school trying to do the homework and replace a guy who's got a neurodegenerative disease.
Who's got a neurodegenerative disease, yeah, according to an expert who does that for a living.
He could diagnose him from across the mall. Yeah.
That is something. So
no, they're just lying. They're out and out lying at the White House, or they are intentionally not asking the questions of the right people to avoid hearing the answers. It is absolutely in 4K focus.
So I don't remember if it was you or somebody I thought said recently, you don't think he had Parkinson's, but so do you now think he does, or are they doing the thing? I was wondering there for a moment listening to the doctor if they're doing the sort of thing Anthony Fauci does about gain of function. Very specific scientific term that is not gain of function, but for all practical purposes, that's what it is. But he weasels out of it because so Biden's got something that it's a different category, but it's the same as Parkinson's.
It's possible. What I've been saying is I can't narrow it down to Parkinson's because there are a number of neurodegenerative disorders he could have. But hearing and not only Dr. Pitts, I've heard a couple other people who specialize in the movement part of Parkinson's say, oh, no, this is clearly Parkinsonism, as they say. I believe him. I believe him to be correct. I mean, it's so advanced at this point.
So kind of getting away from the presidential election part of it. So his wife and son and inner circle have either known this completely and are covering it up, keeping it a secret in a way that is horrible, unpatriotic.
Mm-hmm.
Or they pretended they didn't ask because they didn't want to know the answer, which is just as bad. I mean, that's amazing.
I suspect strongly, and this is a bit of a charitable explanation, but not nearly, you know, this does not absolve anybody of anything, but I believe there are people on the left who actually fear Trump in the way that, like, Rachel Maddow tries to terrify him that he's instantly going to grow the Hitler mustache, say Sig Heil, and march people off to camps, all that ridiculous fear-mongering. There are some people who actually believe that to a large extent. And so the Biden family thinks it is their absolute holy mission to get Joe Biden over the finish line in November, then he withdraws. But you kept Trump out of the White House, and not only have you not done something unpatriotic, you have sacrificed enormously to protect the country. I think that is their thinking.
That makes perfect sense. They've done the patriotic thing by keeping Trump out of the White House.
Or they just like having the chef available 24/7. I mean, that would be really cool, that White House chef.
Or you like the idea of your dad still being in charge because, you know, you trade on his name.
Bingo.
Yeah, it could be both.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. What a heck of a situation, though. So, you know, not that this is surprising, having watched him now for quite a while, but he is the president of the United States who could be faced with a do we defend Taiwan or not this afternoon decision.
Yeah.
Has a serious brain disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
which will become
along.
More apparent, more in the next several weeks.
And if he gets elected, well, he's got to stay president, even if he doesn't get elected, till January. That's a long time from now.
Could see him resigning if he loses. Possible.
Yeah.
Long shot, but possible.
I could see that, too.
Well, I tell you what, to separate yourself from what you might be rooting for, or which side you like better, looking at it from a Democrat's point of view, this is just triple miserable. It's impossible. Because the situation right now, which is the press is in a media frenzy, will continue at the best possible scenario is it continues at about the pace it is now. Because he will have gap after gap after gap. There will be more people diagnosing him from afar, or Parkinson's experts coming out, or there will be leaks. I mean, if Nancy Pelosi is saying, do I back him? Well, it's up to him if he should run. He should really think about that. Please, the leaks have only just begun.
Press conference tomorrow. If he gets asked about Ukraine and Russia and he answers about Israel and Hamas, does that do him in?
It could. Something like that.
He's talking about Golda Meir or something?
Sure, sure. Charlie Chaplin just said to me the other day. I don't know. Who knows what it'll be?
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
Oh, boy. What are your thoughts? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
There's a better credit card that supports your conservative values. It's called Coin. That's COIGN.com. Coin is a Visa-backed credit card and America's first credit card built by and for conservatives, created to advance conservative values and embrace the American spirit. While other leading credit cards give millions to the left each year, Coin is helping conservatives to align their dollars with their values. Using Coin means you pay with a purpose. The Coin Visa credit card donates a portion of every transaction to conservative charities. Last year, Coin donated more money to conservative charities than the top 10 major credit card companies combined. Support conservative causes you care about every time you spend right at no cost to you, and earn 1% cash back rewards on every purchase. Sign up today for America's better credit card at coin.com. That's COIGN.com. Select radio from the How Did You Hear About Us section. Terms apply. Go to coin.com/disclosures for full details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like sod cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road, and check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Switching gears, well, guys, temperature records are being broken all across the country as a brutal heat wave continues to slam the U.S. When it gets this hot, you really start to understand why they have the deodorant locked up at CVS. I'm telling you, it's hot out there. All day I was sweating like a Democrat watching Joe Biden walk.
Oh. Yeah. Go ahead. 112 where I live today.
Woo!
That's warm. It's hot enough. Hadn't intended to bring this up, but his joke reminded me how much attention the story that we brought to you briefly yesterday is getting. And that's the absolute bizarre, twisted story out of Sacramento, California, the capital of the most populous state where the radio show has been based for many, many years. That the Sacramento city attorney is threatening to fine a Target store in Sacramento because it keeps reporting all the crimes that happen there. It's become a real nuisance. So the city is going to prosecute the Target store for telling the city how much crime there is in crime-ridden, crumbling California. California is crumbling, by the way. How strange and perverse is that?
I gotta believe they're crunching the numbers on whether or not they should close up that Target store the way Walgreens and CVS's have done in the Bay Area.
So you've got the actual city attorney saying this Target store has become a public nuisance. They call the cops too much, which is shocking. And also, I think it was maybe in a quick local segment, we brought up the fact that my grocery store for years and years in the town where Judy and I raised our kids, Rockland, California, very upscale, very nice suburb of Sacramento. Now the grocery store has banned unaccompanied kids because the kids from the high school and the middle school, both of which my kids attended, come in and just steal everything because the cultural norm has become you get to steal if you want in blue cities and towns across America. Which is, having, again, lived there for many, many years and been in that store many, many times, the idea that now they've had to ban youths because the youth are so willing to steal represents an unmistakable cultural shift that I think ought to be getting people's attention.
I remembered the story from that particular Target store. I'd gone in there. This was after George Floyd. And I went to buy something, and I walked up to the front of the Target, like every Target I've been to in America. And they said, the cash registers are back in the back. And I said, back in the back? And they said, yeah, we got them all stolen during the riot after the George Floyd thing. They came in and stole all our cash register. Now we're checking people out of the back of the store.
Mostly peaceful looting, by the way.
And I didn't know that until I went to the Target, because it didn't make the news.
I think when you're younger, it's like you can't see the curvature of the earth. You can't see the curvature of the culture as well. As we are approaching our seventh decade on earth, God help us, I can see the arc of cultural degeneracy. Not making this up. This is not alarmism. It's fact.
Yeah, and it ain't fun to live through.
Armstrong and Getty.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.